dependent co-arising. To quote the Dalai Lama, the world is made up of a network of complex interactions. We cannot speak of the reality of a discrete entity outside the context of its range of interrelations with its environment and other phenomena. Things forge their identity in relation to other things. Nothing stands alone. Quantum entities exist relationally with other independent quantum objects that themselves don't exist as separate things, but rather in relation to other interrelated quantum objects ad infinitum. This is to say that there is no independent, objectively existing quantum object that has a reality in and of itself. There is solely the quantum field. The field, as Einstein famously said, is the only reality. The quantum field is the repository of this infinitely interdependent interconnectedness that characterizes and informs all conditional manifestation. For example, think of being in a plane high enough above the ocean so that when you look down, you aren't able to see the individual waves, but rather you are only able to see the white crests on the waves of an agitated ocean. Though these crests might appear to be isolated from each other, each a seeming independent entity, they are all conjoined in and expressions of one giant movement of the whole. The whole in this case is comprised not only of the entire ocean, but the atmosphere, the wind, the earth, and when we get right down to it, the state of the whole universe in that very moment, all of which, when seen together, make up one indivisible quantum system. Each of the seemingly separate movements of these crests is correlated to each other in a web of seemingly infinite interdependence. In this example, the ocean is the stand-in for the underlying field that connects, contains, and informs all of its seemingly separate manifestations. Quantum physics is pointing out that the basis of the visible world doesn't rest on a material foundation, but rather on a realm of immaterial forms, as though our world is afloat on an invisible ocean. Whereas in classical physics the fields were interpreted as real physically existing entities spread throughout space, quantum fields are immaterial information waves of probability. In other words, waves of pure possibility. Subatomic particles have no existence or meaning in isolation, but only in relationship with everything else. At its most fundamental, elemental-level matter is an irreducible network of interactions. At bottom, it is indivisible. To quote Heisenberg, by getting to smaller and smaller units, we do not come to fundamental units, or indivisible units, but we do come to a point where division has no meaning. Nature, at the atomic level, is not composed of fundamental building blocks. Instead, it is a dynamic network of relations with no separate parts in this interconnected web. Whatever we call a part is merely a pattern that has some temporary stability and therefore has caught our attention. There is only the whole. Thingness has dissolved into a state of no-thingness, a web of mutual interactivity with no fixed reference point to be found anywhere. This lack of thingness is equivalent to discovering that we are a verb, a dynamic process, not a noun, a static thing. The Buddhist sage Nagarjuna expresses this same state of no-things when he says, "Things derive their being and nature by mutual dependence, and are nothing in themselves." In Buddhism, this state of no-thingness or emptiness is characterized by a process known as dependent co-arising, also called interdependent co-origination, which is considered to be the very condition of and process by which empirical reality is constituted. In dependent co-arising, we are dreaming up the universe, but in a circular, non-linear, and acausal process that exists outside of time. The universe is dreaming us up to dream it up, ad infinitum, and vice versa. In other words, every part of the universe evokes and is concurrently evoked by every other part in a seamless expression of undivided wholeness. The simultaneity of cause and effect, of creating the seemingly outside world while at the same time being created by it, is a manifestation of the fundamental correspondence and ultimate indivisibility of the inner and the outer. The synchronistic simultaneity of dependent co-arising is an expression of the inseparability between the universe and ourselves. To quote Nagarjuna, "Something that is not dependently arisen, such a thing does not exist." dependent co-arising is not something created by Buddha. Rather, it is something that is continually being rediscovered. Dependent co-arising is not a belief or a theory to which one assents, but an insight that one is invited to experience and encouraged to win through focused and disciplined inquiry. This view is not a final affirmation about reality, as it doesn't seek to define a reality external to the observer. Instead, it is a way of seeing that focuses on how our experience of the world and ourselves arises. Oftentimes referred to as the Great Noble Truth, it is considered the true heart of Buddhism and the key to understanding the Buddha's realization. When asked by what authority he spoke, the Buddha would always cite the law of dependent co-arising. Not any supernatural entity ruling our world, but the dynamics at work within our world as well as our minds. Similar to quantum physics, dependent co-arising is considered to be a milestone in human thought. Its ever-deepening realization is one of the greatest and furthest-reaching conceptual breakthroughs and cognitive revolutions in the history of our species. Dependent co-arising is a precise articulation of the very same deeper, primary, and fundamental processes that underlies, informs, and gives shape to material existence that quantum physics is bringing to light. This is to say that Buddha, which literally means one who has awakened to the dreamlike nature, discovered the underlying principles of quantum physics over 2,000 years before its formal scientific discovery. He did so by looking within his own mind. Contrary to linear cybernetics, in which feedback loops take place through space and time, creating a delay or time lag in the processing and coordination of information, dependent co-arising is characterized by a process of synchronistic cybernetics in which the feedback loops are circular, instantaneous, and timeless. Everything is simultaneously intercausing, causing and being caused by everything else in a cybernetic chain that is fastened back on itself. This is to say that everything that emerges into manifestation is reciprocally co-arising with everything else in a non-linear and non-locally coordinated way in the one singular and eternal now moment. That quantum entities dependently co-arise, existing not in isolation from each other, but in infinitely interconnected correlation, is a reflection of our own inseparability from everything, a key feature of our true nature. In a sense, we are quantum entities that don't exist as separate objects, but rather are interdependently interrelated with each other, as well as the whole universe. We reciprocally and interdependently co-arise together. The emptiness of the quantum world is an out-picturing, a seemingly externalized reflection of our own inner condition of openness, infinite interconnectedness, and freedom. From the deeper perspective emerging from quantum physics, when we look at photons, for example, we are not looking at separate, independent, individual entities, but rather interconnected members of a greater whole, a beam of light. In the organization of this greater whole, the seemingly separate individualities of the photons are merged, not merely in the superficial sense in which an individual is lost in a crowd, but rather as a raindrop is immersed in the ocean and becomes one with it. We can translate what happens in the quantum realm to the everyday world of human beings. Though space and time seem to be inhabited by distinct individuals, to quote Sir James Jeans, when we pass beyond space and time, from the world of phenomena towards reality, individuality is replaced by community. As it is with light, so it is with life. The phenomena may be individuals carrying on separate existences in space and time, while in the deeper reality beyond space and time, we may all be members of one body.